Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello there. I am Monica Reinagel, and today on the Nutrition Diva podcast, we're talking about nutrition for cognitive health. So let's jump right in. Cheryl writes, I've been reading a lot about the MIND diet lately. A 50% reduction in Alzheimer's cases seems pretty significant, even if it's not a controlled study. And I'm willing to eat a few more blueberries just to hedge my bets. But I'm not ready to give up cheese quite so easily. So how strong is the evidence that cheese increases your risk of Alzheimer's disease? This is such a great question, but in case you're not familiar with it, let me just back up and tell you what the MIND diet is. This is a set of dietary guidelines proposed by researchers from Rush University. And this diet combines elements from both the Mediterranean and the DASH diets, two dietary patterns that have a long track record for promoting health and longevity. But this has a particular emphasis on foods and nutrients that have been associated either with cognitive health or cognitive decline. So the researchers hypothesized that following this diet could keep your brain healthy, preserve your cognitive abilities as you age, and perhaps even ward off dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And to test their theory, they reviewed dietary and medical records for almost 1,000 people to see how closely their diets adhered to these proposed MIND guidelines and then how they fared in terms of their brain health. And their initial findings did make quite a splash. In a study published in 2015 in the Journal of the American Alzheimer's Association, they reported that those whose diets conformed most closely to the MIND diet principles that they had developed were only half as likely to develop Alzheimer's as those whose diets conformed the least well to this pattern. And the risk for those whose diets conformed only moderately well was still reduced by a third. And as Cheryl says, that certainly got everyone's attention. So what's on this MIND diet? Well, it promotes 10 brain-healthy foods, and it discourages 5 foods. So along with the blueberries or berries that Cheryl mentioned, you're encouraged to eat plenty of vegetables, especially the green leafy kinds, nuts, legumes, whole grains, fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. And then the foods that you're supposed to limit are red meat, butter, margarine, pastries and sweets, fried and fast foods, and cheese. But first, who are they trying to kid here? That's actually 8 categories of foods, not 5. We can count. So how strong is the evidence, Cheryl wants to know, and that is exactly the right question to ask. The original MIND diet study had a few limitations. First, as Cheryl points out, this was not a controlled study where one group was put on a specific diet and another group served as a control. This was an observational study. That means that the subjects weren't given any particular dietary instructions. They just agreed to let researchers gather information on what they ate and then to take various neurological tests over time. The researchers did find an association or a correlation between the MIND dietary pattern and improved cognitive health. We don't know how much of that benefit was due to the diet as opposed to some other factor or factors that those lucky subjects had in common. For example, those who had the best diet scores also exercised significantly more than those who had the lowest diet scores. And although the researchers adjusted for that particular variable, they ran some statistical adjustments to account for that, it could still be that people who eat well and exercise more have other healthy habits or attributes that the researchers didn't control for.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's also possible, I would even say likely, that out of the 15 foods that are singled out in the MIND diet, some of them have a much bigger impact on brain health than others. And this analysis doesn't attempt to see how big a role each individual dietary factor plays in that overall effect. My episode on the DASH diet, that's episode number 367, offers a perfect illustration of why that could be significant. So for 20 years, we've been recommending the DASH diet as a way to control high blood pressure because studies have shown it to be extraordinarily effective. And one key feature of the traditional DASH diet is that you consume low-fat and fat-free dairy products. However, it turns out that those who follow a DASH-like diet but replace those low-fat dairy products with full-fat dairy products do just as well as those who stick to that original low-fat dairy prescription. So it appears that the low-fat dairy part of the DASH prescription may have been unnecessary. And that brings me back to Cheryl's question. Is avoiding cheese really necessary in order to preserve our brain power? Well, according to the MIND diet researchers, the reason that cheese, as well as butter and red meat, are limited in the MIND diet is because of their saturated fat content. Some, but not all, studies have found a positive association between saturated fat intake and dementia. In 2014, a review of 12 different studies found that only half of those 12 studies found a positive relationship. Five of them found no relationship between saturated fat intake and dementia. And get this, one study actually found an inverse relationship. People who ate more saturated fat actually had a lower incidence of Alzheimer's. Moreover, some research suggests that diets that are high in full-fat dairy products, like cheese, do not necessarily carry the same risks as diets that are high in saturated fats from other types of foods. That may have to do with the specific types of fatty acids found in dairy products, or it could have something to do with other nutrients that they contain. But when it comes to preserving brain health, I would have to say that the case against cheese is pretty weak. I wouldn't be surprised if a variation of the MIND diet, which didn't limit cheese, performed just as well in a similar statistical analysis. Now, since that original paper, there have been a few follow-up studies. A 2019 Australian study found that those who adhered to the MIND diet pattern had a lower incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia over time. The study ran for about 12 years. While, and this is interesting, those who followed the more general Mediterranean diet pattern did not have that lowered risk. And then just in 2022, a study found that people who followed the MIND diet had better sleep quality and less daytime sleepiness. That's really interesting. The evidence for the MIND diet as a strategy to prevent dementia is still preliminary. In 2021, researchers launched a 3-year study that will prospectively test the effects of the MIND diet on about 600 individuals. This is a randomized, controlled trial, and it could give us a lot more confidence in the original observational data, although it won't necessarily help in sorting out which components of the diet are most impactful. But for the time being, I would divide the MIND diet recommendations into 3 categories. Category number 1, great advice. Eat more berries, vegetables, and leafy greens. Use olive oil as your primary source of fat. Eat legumes and nuts several times a week. And limit your intake of pastries and sweets. Category number 2, good advice, but optional. That would include eating fish at least once a week and enjoying one, but just one, glass of red wine daily. That's also good advice, but if you don't eat animals or drink alcohol, you shouldn't lose a moment's sleep over not following that particular part of the prescription. And then category number 3, feel free to ignore this pending better evidence. I very much doubt that it's necessary to eat poultry twice a week or whole grains 3 times a day. And Cheryl, you'll be glad to hear that based on the current evidence anyway, I don't think you need to give up cheese in order to keep your brain healthy. That's my take on the MIND diet. If you have a nutrition question that you'd like me to cover in a future episode, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206 and your question could be featured in a future episode. If you're looking for more support for healthy weight management, please check out the tools and the resources at weighless.life, where our goal is to help people create the habits, the mindset, and the lifestyle that help them weigh less without dieting. That's all at weighless.life. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Morgan Christensen is our podcast and advertising operations specialist, and our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week. And until then, remember to eat something good for me.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.